Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to tackle a subject that's been on the minds of many over the past couple of years as Microsoft has kind of reimagined its roadmap and its vision for various parts of its portfolio. And cloud first and mobile first have been two watchwords of Microsoft's new strategy. Mobile has been incredibly important to just about everything Microsoft has done to re-engineer its applications in, say, Office 365. But there is some question about sort of its approach to mobility and whether its mobile-first strategy truly is mobile-centric. So to address that, I'd like to welcome back one of my favorite contributors to talk to you, and that's Scott Robinson. Scott, welcome.
Hi there.
Hey. So Scott, I know this is a topic of interest for you, and I have a lot of questions for you. So first, I want to ask you, is there some notion that Microsoft's mobile strategy is just not to have one, that it's so embedded in what it does now that it doesn't really have an explicit strategy, or what does that strategy look like today?
Well, the CEO, Satya Nadella, has said flat out that our strategy for mobile is to have no strategy. And he said that to be provocative, and that's his job to say provocative things. But I think what he is trying to say is exactly that. I think he's trying to say that the world is so mobile now that there's no point in not making mobile first, you know, our primary direction. Now, mobile first. To develop for, handheld devices before you develop for laptops and desktops. That's a phrase that has emerged just fairly recently, I think probably in the time that you and I have been having these discussions, which is the past 3 years or so. And so I think that mobile first has gone from being a new buzzword to really being a primary directive, where we are so mobile as a culture now that there's no point in differentiating our interfaces. I'm at a big conference right now, and there are 2,000 people here, and I can look around the hospitality room at any given moment and see 500 people, and there will be a dozen laptops, and there will be 150 tablets out. And that's just the way the world has gone, and the business world in particular. It simply makes more sense to be connected when you're not in the office, and we now have phones and tablets that totally accommodate that. So I think what Microsoft is doing is pretty brilliant. I think they're just erasing that distinction, you know, between the mobile and the desktop and laptop. And in doing so, they are kind of acclimating their user base, which is all of us, for what's coming next for Microsoft.
So now let's look back for a second, though, because when we think about kind of Windows 7 or Windows 8 and the rollouts there, you know, mobile as a distinct entity and designing for mobile was a much more explicit way of going with Windows 7 and Windows 8. So what?
Right.
How do you think with Windows 10 and Office 365 and various products in the portfolio, Power BI, what do you anticipate things will look like in the future now?
Well, I think that the Windows lead, a guy named Terry Myerson, is kind of behind all of this. And I think what happened was Windows 7 was a monster desktop success. I think it was probably the biggest success in Windows history. Nobody wanted to leave it. And I think that Windows ran into a lot of trouble when we went up to Windows 8 because the attempt there was to try to do what I was saying earlier, to try to begin to blur that line between mobile devices and in the office devices. And I think that the reason that they were trying to blur that line is because they've been looking to the cloud. And you and I have talked about this a great deal. The O365 cloud is Microsoft's all-in bid to retain their hold on the business world. I think they knew they had to do it. I think they were running behind because Amazon was eating their lunch in the cloud. And I think that what they wanted to do was to take their huge success in office applications and translate it into the cloud in a way that people would receive. And Windows 8 didn't get them there. Windows 8 didn't get them there because they had not yet found that bridge between desktop and mobile. I think that they want to erase the desktop once and for all because The idea is to make O365 utterly mobile-friendly so that everyone will want to use it. The entire point of putting Microsoft Office in the cloud is so that people can use it from everywhere. So what they want is an operating system across the board that everyone knows how to use. Everyone knows how to use it. And to have two separate operating systems no longer makes sense. So I think Meyerson and Nadella are going the right direction. Mobile is going to be the driver. It's just like what we've talked about with SharePoint. You know, SharePoint in the cloud now drives SharePoint on-prem development. And that's by design, and it makes total sense.
So now let's just dig into that for a second and talk about, technology-wise, how that's possible in terms of interfaces and the cloud. And is that what's behind kind of making it desktop or mobile? Kind of, it doesn't matter what, you know, device agnostic. Is it all about the interface?
I do think that's true, because I think agnostic in the cloud is kind of the direction that they've gone. Another thing that you and I talked about with regard to Microsoft O365 is the fact that it's really all the same thing under the hood. You know, we have looked at their enterprise search changes they've made. We've talked about Delve. We've talked about SharePoint and how SharePoint's enterprise search is now extending to Azure search. So all of these things are becoming one big thing, but at the same time, they're still offering us OneDrive for business, and they're putting, you know, little different twists on it here and there to emphasize functionality that matches what the user really needs. So they're trying to basically become a big shopping mall in the sky. That's what O365 is. It's a big shopping mall in the sky. You can look clothes from more than one place. You know where the bookstore is. You know there's a kiosk located everywhere you need, so you can get anywhere you want to go. And not only that, O365 will now talk to your on-prem operation. They're trying to make that big shopping mall, and they want to create an interface that allows anybody with any set of needs easy access. And there's no sense in muddying the waters by having, you know, a wildly different interfaces on the ground and, you know, out in the field. So I think strategically, they're doing exactly the right thing to achieve their goal, you know, which is to build that shopping mall and have everybody want to go there. Now, they've tripped up here and there, as we've seen, but I think their objective is essentially correct.
So now let's talk about it kind of big picture in the future. You know, recently Microsoft purchased LinkedIn. We've seen some big partnerships between Microsoft and Salesforce. There's a whole notion of, you know, greater partnership and interoperability that also, I think, is part of kind of breaking down the barriers between device views and just being more device agnostic. Are there other ways in which you foresee mobile kind of breaking down the barriers and working with other Microsoft partners or other members of the ecosystem in ways that we might not think about today?
Well, I think you're raising a really important point. And the reason it's so important, and I'm glad you brought it up, is because people don't really think about that right now, but they should. And if you analyze what Microsoft has done, as you say, in partnering up and gobbling up other companies, their strategy seems to me pretty clear. A big criticism that I have leveled against Microsoft for more than a decade is the fact that Microsoft seems to think that it's their job to tell us how to do things. Visual Studio is the biggest example. Developing in Visual Studio, they managed to get a stranglehold on you know, net development, and they did it with Visual Studio, but it's basically a system of coding that requires you to think the Microsoft way. Now, that was very useful in grabbing up that market, but it's no longer the way we need to be going because the world is now so flexible. That's why Salesforce was so important. Salesforce is a completely different animal, development-wise. When you need to put an application in the cloud, you're much better off going with Salesforce than you are developing from scratch on the Microsoft stack. So I think Microsoft is finally realizing that it's not their business to tell us how to do business. They are now seeing that strategy has run its course, and they now need to become more friendly to the creativity of the business world as it is today. So I think they're dismantling that old paradigm, and I think gobbling up companies like Salesforce and going all mobile so that it's easier to spin up what you need and get to what you need, I think all of that is basically Microsoft learning its lessons from the past and making investments in a future that is more creative and more up to the user.
Right. And as we're talking about it, you know, it's in terms of mobile, do you think they're kind of taking that cue from Salesforce, that building on top of the the Salesforce platform with tools like Lightning has just become infinitely easier, where you can, you know, you can build custom applications on top of Salesforce. Do you foresee that Microsoft is going to want to go in that direction to accommodate technologies like IoT and other sort of specific business process oriented processes?
I really do. I don't think they have a choice.
Yeah.
And I think you've touched on it exactly. I think if you were to try to live in the Microsoft stack and platform in the O365 on the platform and live in the Azure cloud and try to accommodate IoT, you would need an army of .NET people to do that. And that's just silly. I mean, it's just utterly implausible. It cannot possibly be cost-effective to try to accommodate IoT on the traditional Microsoft stack, no matter how they tweak it. I think the only real realistic option, if Microsoft wants all this business, is to build bridges and to acquire Salesforce, which they, you know, were very big on doing, you know, and to make use of those other development platforms in order to accommodate IoT. They can clearly see that that's the direction to go. Any company that is in the supply chain operations would be foolish not to be leveraging IoT. But in order for Microsoft to make it friendly, they need to acquire people who have done that better, and that's what they're trying to do. That's the future.
Well, Scott, I know this is an area of interest for you, so we'll be watching it to see how it plays out. And thanks again for joining us today.
Well, sure.
And for more on Microsoft CRM and also Office 365, you can always check out searchcrm.com and searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.